Today is a happy day for those of us who are Carmelites or who are lovers and followers of St. Teresa of Avila, and of course, the saint of today, St. John of the Cross. It's interesting because usually a priest is a spiritual director to nuns and lay people. But in this case, St. Teresa of Avila was his spiritual director. And he became enthused with the reform of Carmel, which she introduced. And of course, it caused her great pains, great suffering, but at the same time, she persevered. And that's the way we need to be too. Despite any pains or sufferings that we have, we need to do the will of God. And so St. John, who was a Carmelite, decided to follow it in her footsteps of reforming the order of Carmel. Now, from the very time of his youth, his childhood, he was very blessed. His parents were very holy and are on their way to canonization. His brother, also a priest, was also very holy. And so, surrounded by holiness, he himself fructified that holiness. It's like a beautiful plant when it is fertilized and watered with a proper way, then it grows. And so he did. And he became perhaps one of the greatest, if not the greatest, mystic of the Latin rite of the Church. And so he lived, he suffered, he was even imprisoned by his order because they thought he was crazy, but he escaped. He took some sheets and scaled down the wall and then went to the Carmel of St. Teresa of Avila of the Incarnation, and there he received shelter until the coast was clear. And of course, King Philip II of happy memory, who himself perhaps should also be eventually canonized, not perfect, but seeking after holiness and promoting holiness, protected him and went to the Pope. And the Pope then said, "Leave him alone. I approve of what he is doing with the Carmelite monastic life." So today we look to St. John, and I recommend that you read any of his works, which are magnificent and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit as we celebrate his feast. Today also, though there's nothing in the Missal about him, there are the prayers, but there's nothing about him per se, it's a feast of St. Chrysogonus. And so little John Chrysogonus, who's in the back somewhere, or Joseph Chrysogonus, was in the back somewhere, gurgling his baby prayers to God. May God bless him and keep him holy, as in the state of grace from baptism, he needs to continue all the days of his life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.